Too far off. They got a star coming next Monday, I think.
Monday.
It is.
Some kind of manifestation like
21st.
21st.
Tomorrow.
I'm just wondering about that. There'll be signs in the heaven, signs in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I like signs.
Amen.
Especially when they say go on from 55 to 65. From 65 to 70. Amen.
Sharon wants this song. She loves this song. So,
Sun
Morning Yonder.
Amen.
Somewhere
job, girls. Good job. What a thought. Someday yonder.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm looking forward to that day, amen.
Amen.
I like what Peter said, the day of the Lord will come.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. On the calendar of God, it ain't far away neither.
Miss Lucy, anybody, any of the kids that want to come up, we're going to sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Lucy.
Come on.
Before we do this, we'd like to present this to you to wish you a Merry Christmas and your family.
Thank you. Boy, you sure got a pretty dress on this morning.
All right.
Come on, Lucy. Come here. Come on, Lucy. You're not there, Lucy. Come on.
She said last Sunday she wanted to thank us for letting her come to church.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And a Happy New Year. Good tidings we
receive
wherever you are.
Yes.
Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.
James, this is for you.
Look at that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Here's mine.
I like that song that they sung. You know, Jesus said if it wasn't so, He said, I'd have told you. I'm glad it's so.
Amen.
Down here, we're troubled on every side. I heard Joanne there shouting a little bit there, and I was thinking about the Sunday school lesson where John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. She sounded like she had a little bit of Spirit for me, amen.
Amen.
But you know, we're to all be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Man, have an opportunity to worship Him and give glory to Him. Give praise to Him. Oh my. Somebody left their smartphone up there and I ain't even smart enough to pick it up. Amen. But hallelujah to Him.
Amen.
It's worthy.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Man, I'm kind of like a blind dog in a meat house. I don't know which direction to run in. I feel pretty good up here. Amen. Good to be saved. I mentioned this before we got started in a service, but I want to mention it again. Sandra Ford came to visit us this morning, and I'd like to ask her to stand, please, if she would. This young lady right here not only had a big part in me getting saved, but I'm so thankful to have her here this morning.
Amen.
You all heard me give my testimony many times, and one thing you'll remember about it for sure is the woman I made fun of, I was the next one in line behind her.
Amen.
The day she got baptized, God had a little humor, I guess, for me too. But, you know, God used her getting saved. You never know. I mean, who am I that God could use me? Sandra Ford got saved. Eddie Wade ended up getting saved. Barry Ford ended up getting saved. To name a few, and many more got saved because of a little humble heart. Said, Lord, come in and take your rightful place upon the throne of my heart and live there forever. You know, Jesus knocks on the door. Some open, some don't.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she opened the door to her heart.
Amen.
And said, come on in, Jesus.
Amen.
Because I'll tell you what, I might not understand it then, but I understand it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
She got saved, and God used her to get me to where I could get saved.
Right.
Looking back on it, I thought of it being impossible, but God just does things a whole lot more simpler than I. Now I look at Him, He just had to just a simple plan. Me drive over all mad and in a rage and put her uncomfortable, put her husband uncomfortable, and I end up next thing you know, next morning, the very next morning, still drunk from the night before as I'm ranting, raving, and making fun of her and threatening God, daring God to do anything concerning me. The next morning, I end up being at Bethel Baptist Church. The day after that is the day I got saved. I got saved that Sunday if I knew how. I just didn't know what to do, Brother Mitchell. I mean, they sang it just as I am without one plea, and that was me, but I didn't know what to do.
Right.
And, but I'm so glad, son of Ford, that Jesus be her Lord and Savior, because it had a... You ever throw a rock in a creek? Send out a bunch of waves?
Right.
Still waves going out.
Amen.
I was one of the first ones. Barry might have been the second, I don't know. But I will tell you this. She's one of them bear a lot of fruit. Got a tender heart.
Amen.
God can use humility and a tender heart. She's back there wiping tears right now. But she gets up there to heaven. God's going to put a big old crown on her head.
Yeah,
and he's going to say, Sandy, thank you for letting me use you. Get an old thick head, hard-headed, drunk, ain't dead, weight saved.
Yeah.
I had a plan for him, but I couldn't fulfill it. Without somebody stepping forward saying, here am I, Lord. I just seen him putting that crown on her brow.
Amen.
She said, what do I have to do with it? He said,
amen.
You know, what started that? Well, it's yet to be seen what God can do.
Amen.
We don't know the end of this thing. We only know where we're at right now. We don't even know what tomorrow's going to be, but I know what it is right now. I'm so glad for a young lady named Sandra Ford. I might have made her feel uncomfortable when I came in her house, Brother Mitchell. Her and her husband talking. I don't know what the conversation was, but I want to tell you this, what he told me out there in the driveway as I'm making fun of church and God and the Bible and getting saved. You know what he told me, Joanne? He said, Eddie, he said, Sandy's getting baptized in 2 weeks. He said, that ain't
amen.
Like Sandy is.
That's
a now, you know, when you've been hit with a rock, you squall out like a dog.
Amen.
So I did, Jerry. I said, there you go. They'll have you down there baptizing you. Wasn't him, it's me. I'm just wondering why I'm behind the fellas.
Yeah.
I remember her going up there in front of me, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm glad, but I have to admit it took a miracle like that right there.
That's right.
To get a drunk like Eddie Wade, hard headed, oh my, ignorant as ignorant can be. And I stand today amazed at the grace of God and the goodness of God.
Yeah.
They worked it all out, even though it looked impossible. The Bible says things that are impossible to men are possible to God.
Right.
He worked it all out. I'm looking forward to the day, Sandy, he puts that crown on your head, honey. We'll understand a whole lot better then.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we preached 2 Sundays ago about the birth of the King. We preached last Sunday on Him being the rightful King.
Yeah.
And we're going to preach this Sunday on the rejected King. And if the Lord allows us to go to next Sunday, even though it's after Christmas, I want to preach on the returning King. But anyway, we'll be reading quite a bit of Scripture this morning out of Luke chapter number 4. If you want to get your Bible out, you can follow along with us. Now, this is what you're talking about. When you're a little preacher, you write down some things to jot your memory. And I need to jot. Amen. Luke chapter 4. I have preached by the letter. I've done it for 10 years up on the square and nursing home and stuff like that.
Amen.
But being a pastor, I want to be a little bit more precise, more careful. I'm feeding sheep now. You know, I ain't just slinging the Word of God out. I'm trying to plant,
amen,
trying to water, trying to encourage, provoke, and love, edify, exhort, all of that. Luke chapter 4, starting in verse number 16. We'll read all the way down to verse number 30. He, talking about Jesus, and He came to Nazareth where He'd been brought up, and as His custom was. I like that. In other words, He'd been brought up right.
Yeah.
Tell Him He had a good mother.
Yeah.
And even though Joseph wasn't His father, tells me they taught this boy right. And for what it's worth, you can look back in the last chapter, Luke chapter number 3,
verse 23, and you can see Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. You can tell about how old he is here. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. It's important. It's told who he was, why he was here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. I just had a correspondence with some man on the internet. We done had 120 people in California. These are the website, maybe more than that, the next printout. He talked about Jesus was just a street preacher. He said he never was anointed to preach. So let's let God be true and every man be a lie. I said this verse to that man. Here Jesus is, and Jesus says, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. What a verse. Amen. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. They've been looking for this. And they wondered why he read this. Verse 22, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, is not this Joseph's son? They're questioning his identity.
That's right.
He said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And Brother Mitchell, they're saying, this is just a carpenter's boy.
Right.
This is just Joseph's son. This can't be our king that's been promised. They've been looking for a king. So, in effort to clear the matter up and stir the pot, he goes on to say, and he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself, making a reference to Calvary. If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. I mean, he's not using those exact words. That's what he's saying. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Septa, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Now, he has insulted them in that statement. In other words, he's saying, God couldn't help you because you wouldn't receive help from God.
Right.
However, there was a widow woman, even though she wasn't in Israel, even though she is from the city of Sidon, she would allow God to help her. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying here or not.
Yes.
But this is kind of an insult to them. And now he goes on to say, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet. Talking about Elisha. And none of them was cleansed save Naaman the Syrian. Again, he's insulting them. because they're questioning verse 21, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? And they're saying, is it not this Joseph's son? Or they said, yeah. They're not really putting any attention to what he's saying here. He's getting their attention. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. I'm preaching today on the rejected king. And let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to gather in your house. Lord, we thank you for the large crowd that's before us, Lord. What a blessing. Whew. Lord, honor your name here today. I pray, Father, you'd have open opportunity and free course upon our hearts, Lord, today. Lord, I pray, God, as far as myself, I pray, Lord, you'd preach to me and preach through me. Lord, feed these sheep. Lord, I pray, God, the Word of God would go forth and prosper in the thing it's sent to do and find the good ground, bring forth the good fruit. Thank you for all the blessings, Lord. And Lord, we ask your will to be done in all that we said. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, they've been looking for a promised king. Abraham had mentioned this king. And he mentioned it really in Genesis chapter 25, verse 6. Well, let's go back a little further. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. God talking about Abraham, said, I know him, and he'll command his household after him, and they'll keep the way of the Lord. But in Genesis chapter 5, verse 6, he sent the children from his concubines. He sent them to the east. He sent them eastward and gave them gifts. And those wise men that came from where? The east. Said, we've seen his star and we've come to worship him. I mean, Jesus talking about Abraham. Jesus said, Abraham has rejoiced to see my day. And he went on, Brother Donnie, and said, and he saw it. Mm-hmm. Now, Abraham was allowed to see, when he offered up his only son Isaac, he was allowed to prophetically see Calvary. And matter of fact, he called it Jehovah Jireh. In the hill of the Lord it shall be seen. And you know, he was allowed to see ahead. And he made mention of Jesus. Moses mentions that a prophet shall the Lord raise up like unto me, and unto him shall you hearken. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 through 19, which was echoed again in Acts chapter number 3, verse 22 through 24. Isaiah prophesied also of this king, and he talked about him in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. A child shall be given unto us, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And you know what? I want to read that. We don't have that today. I want to read it so you know how it ought to be. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, we got a bunch of shysters up there. But here's the way it's supposed to be. Unto us a son is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Here's why I want to read it. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We don't have justice nor judgment right now. Matter of fact, they're releasing people that ought to be shot or hanged. They release them out in the public. You know, it's bad when your government don't care about you at all. They care more about votes. But anyway, he also prophesied about this king, about his birth in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. He said, behold, the Lord will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. But listen, they've been looking for a king. But he was rejected at his birth. Matthew chapter 2, verse 3. King Herod was troubled, at the report of this king. Where is he born king of the Jews? And it went on to say all of Jerusalem was troubled with him. You know, the king that they're looking for shows up, and instead of being, Joanne back there, woo! Instead of that,
amen.
Man, I tell you, they're in trouble.
Right.
They're saying, what do you mean? A king, born king of the Jews. And we'll get on that more here in a minute. But you know, it brought joy to some, and it brought concern to others. The same's true today.
That's right.
Right now today, there's people that love the Lord, looking for Him to return.
Yeah.
And even today, there's people that have rejected Him, that hate Him, and hate Him without a cause, by the way. And they don't want Him to return, but brother, He's going to still come. Amen. I mean, ready or not, we used to play hide and seek when we was little, and we'd say, ready or not, here I come, and ready or not, He's coming. Amen. But the king was troubled, and all of Jerusalem was troubled with him at the report of this king being born. And you know what? His plans to find this king were not fulfilled. God spoke to those wise men and warned them. And you know what? God intervened in Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 13. When King Herod heard, that he'd been mocked, and he didn't come back and tell him where he was, and he might come and worship him, he got big and mad. And I noticed this morning, Brother Ed, he didn't kill all the male children, said he killed all the children.
Right. Ooh. Right.
I got that on the soul train this morning, but I did get that. He killed all the children that were in Bethlehem from 2 years old and under. I can understand killing all the male babies. But if I understand this correctly, and I may not, if he killed all the children, that made it even worse. That means all the little girls, all the little boys, they were 2 years old and younger, were all killed. They were all slaughtered, verse number 16. By the way, I wondered who elected him. Talk about elections having consequences. Amen?
Amen.
And that is true. We better be careful concerning who we choose to be king. Amen?
Right.
Somehow or another, somebody...
Amen.
Yeah. Somehow or another, somebody elected Herod to be king.
Yeah.
Once they in, you can't get rid of them. Amen. Like the measles. Amen. Well, anyway, here's our first point. He came to his own, and his own received him not. St. John chapter 1, verse 11. I can't really say anything about that, because he came to me at the age of 18, and I didn't receive him. Hey, I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'm sitting there in my mind's eye, Brother Ed, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm 18.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish I had that moment over, Sandy. God wouldn't have to put you through what he did. I'm at her in her driveway giving her down the road. I'm going to guess she's either in the house locking the doors or on her knees praying, God help her.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say she can probably hear me, star, in her house from the driveway. I'm a drunk, I'm rain, I'm raving, I'm giving her husband down the road, I'm giving her down the road, and all just so God could give her a big dummy like me saved,
Miranda.
Yeah.
Bless
him. He knew what to use, amen.
Yeah.
Israel lived all scared of alive and cowering down. And God bring little David up there, and he said, I'll go out there and kill this uncircumcised Philistine. You never know what God's going to use. He always uses the little things to do the big things.
Right.
And
you
said to take a big old giant like me down. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
And I was pretty confrontational, wasn't I, Sandy? I wasn't nice to speak my mind, was I? She knows me. She knows all the bad about me. And the good too. Amen? But I spent a lot of time in her house. And they had to put up with that. And it wasn't as easy as it sounds. But anyway, put up with all the cussing, all the drinking, all that, you know what I mean. But he came to his own, and his own received him not. And even though I didn't receive him at the age of 18, I'm glad, praise God, that I did receive him, amen. Oh my. He made the world, and the world knew him not, of St. John chapter 1, verse 10. He made the world.
That's right. Amen.
Bless you, Brother Mitchell. And the world knew him not.
Mm. That's right.
Bible says about God in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, I believe it is, the world by wisdom knew not God.
God winked at that ignorance and commanded men everywhere to repent.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? This world's getting more further away from God instead of going closer to it. They don't want to hear it. They did like they did in Acts chapter 7. They stopped up their ears and killed the first deacon there, Stephen, stoned him to death.
Yeah.
But it's still the same way, Brother Ed. They don't want to hear the message they need to hear, they don't want to hear it.
Right. I'll
tell you why they need to hear it, because the world was made by Him, and He's coming back.
Yes,
it kind of be good if somebody said, why didn't you tell us? I tried to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at Moses. Not Moses, but come on, Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Noah, thank you, Lord. Boy, God has a little humor, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Noah, a star. God tells him to build an ark.
Right.
For 120 years.
Uh-huh.
He's building an ark, and for 120 years, He's preaching.
Yes, He did. Amen. Yes, He did.
And probably at first, people might have listened to Him a little bit, Phyllis. Yeah. After a while, their ears then got dull over here, and they said, we've heard this before, Noah.
Right.
We ain't seen no rain. And all of a sudden, everybody's amazement, probably even including Noah. God told him to go into the ark, and God shut the door, and next thing you know, rest on the outside, they don't have a chance whatsoever.
No, that's right. No. Amen.
Well, that's kind of the same way it is today. Nobody wants to hear.
No, they don't.
Sarah, they need to hear.
Right.
Hey, and we're the only messengers. We're the only witnesses.
Yeah.
We're the only light.
That's right.
That's the true light.
Amen.
I mean, He lightened us. Put His light in us. Made us children of light. But they don't want to hear it.
No, they don't.
They don't want to teach our children about creation.
No.
They want to teach our children about evolution. They want to teach our children. You know what the advantage of not teaching your children about creation is? You know what it is, sir? Well, if you teach them creation, they'll have a fear of God.
Yeah, that's right.
And Brandon, if you don't teach them creation, then they think, you know, killing someone is just like shooting a dog.
That's right.
They don't have no fear of God. They don't have no reservations. The reason I never killed nobody, I had reservations. They still had them on the wall when I was in school.
Right.
And we sat them every school day morning.
Right.
I remember, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Even though I wanted to kill these people, I didn't. You know why I didn't? Because I had reservations.
That's right.
We brought up a generation now, Melinda. They don't have any reservations.
You're right.
I can't really bring to my mind a child shooting his mother and father.
I
can't bring to my mind a parent killing his children.
That's
going on.
Yes.
You know, the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not.
Amen.
Mm. See, we need to teach them children.
Yeah.
We need to teach them about Jesus, about them being created. They didn't just rise up, come from nowhere, where they'll have reservations. Amen. Jesus stated that if another shall come in His own name, He said, him you'll receive. John chapter 5, verse 43. See, they'll receive the Antichrist.
Right. Yeah.
They'll receive, you know, some false Christ, some Pharisee, some, and there's a lot of them out there, you know, some false prophet. They'll receive them. But receiving Jesus, man, I'm telling you, verse 12 of St. John chapter 1 says, however, as many as received Jesus, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Everybody don't get a chance to join the church. We had three people join last Sunday, and praise God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
I was hearing Donnie shouting back there behind me. I thought, man, it made a difference when he joined, amen. He shouted during the singing, amen. But, you know, everybody don't get that chance.
Yeah.
Everybody can't get baptized. I baptized Patrick back there. And the only thing that bothered me is I was just kind of hoping I'd get it on the first lick. And I had to do it twice. He's twice as big as I was. And I said, Lord, this wise has been Mike is wise.
Amen.
I didn't get all his hair under. The whole purpose of baptism is being buried. in likeness of his death,
yeah,
buried in baptism, and rising up in newness of life. The whole purpose of baptism is symbolic to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It don't say, matter of fact, to be honest with you, I just got good and wet. I remember when I got baptized. I tell you what it did do, it gave me a blessing to what God told me to do.
Right.
He told me to get saved and get baptized.
Amen.
I got saved and got baptized.
Blessing,
it makes more sense now than it did then, but at the time, well, I thought, well, I got good and wet. Here come the kids, you know, they're hugging on me, and I'm about as confused as a new cat looking at a new gate, you know what I mean? I'm sitting there thinking, why is that there? Well, anyway, everyone don't get a chance to join a church. Everyone don't get a chance to get baptized. That's why even to those that believe on his name.
That's right.
But ahead, they can become some of them.
Yeah.
Glad y'all put it like that, brother. You know, if I came up on a car wreck on the way home, and the person in there don't have a minute to live, and they say, I'm lost. I want to get saved.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how to get saved? I can tell them how.
That's right.
And they can get saved just by believing on his name.
Right.
See what I mean? Even them that believe, we put so much stipulation.
Yeah, we do.
On getting saved.
Yes, we do.
Simple. The Bible says many have done harm to the simplicity. That's in Christ. It's simple. If you get good and lost, and you can get to Jesus, you can get good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And anyway, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13 of the same chapter talks about them being born of God. Being born again.
Yeah.
Not of flesh, but of the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Jesus, you know, He was down here. The world was made by Him. And they rejected Him.
Yes, they did.
I'm going to tell you something. If He was to show up today, Brother Ed, if He was to show up today, I wonder how many would reject Him today. Don't tell me that there wasn't nobody rejecting today. They hate Him more today than they did back then.
Right.
And they don't even want the churches open.
That's right.
They want the churches go bankrupt. They want preachers get caught in. And I think a lot of them may get set up. Heck, I don't know. But a lot of them have fell. A lot of them have fell into temptation. They fell into condemnation. A lot of them on the pile of their faith is shipwrecked on the pile of castaways. And they ain't preaching today. I know two right off of that I pray for.
Yeah.
One of them don't live too far from here. And the other one ain't going to tell where he's at. Both of them left their families, left the church. But I'll tell you what, the Lord, He's that seeking shepherd. He's still looking to get them back in, amen. He came His own, and His own received Him not. They rejected His teaching. They rejected His preaching. They rejected His miracles. They rejected His healing. And the same goes on today. And you know what? Even though He done it right before. And they took up rocks to stone Him. He said, what good work will you stone me for? And they said, for a good work we stone thee not. But they said that He healed by Beelzebub, the prince of the flies. And they said, we know this man, the sinner. He opened the eyes of that blind boy there in John, I believe John chapter 8 or 9. And he said, oh, I know that blind now, sweetie. I don't have to tell you what happened. They said, tell us how you opened your eyes. He said, all I know is I'm blind now, see.
Yeah.
And they said, we know this man is a sinner. Give glory to God. And he was giving glory to God. And even though he didn't know everything there was to know about it, Jesus showed up. And he said, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He said, who is He, Lord, that I might believe on Him? He said, the same speaking with thee. He knelt down and worshipped Him.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, buddy. Hey. They rejected Him. They rejected His preaching, teaching, His healing. And the same goes on today. Pilate, he cried out unto them, behold your King. And John 19:21. And Pilate said in the next verse, John 14, John 19:15. Pilate said, shall I crucify your King? You know what the answer was? The answer was, we have no king but Caesar. Pilate, he put on the cross of the Lord Jesus,
the king of the Jews. He wrote that in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. Then the chief priests, they got big and mad over that. They went to Pilate saying, right now, the king of the Jews, but then he said, I'm the king of the Jews. And I like Pilate's answer.
Yeah.
You know what he said, Miranda?
Yeah.
He said, what I've written, I've written.
That's right.
Hey, he had a little bit of grit right there, man.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't changing nothing.
That's right.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
He said, what I've written, I've written. He said, I ain't taking it down, I ain't changed to deal with it.
Yeah.
Everybody here, buddy.
That's
it was
right.
A true statement. And they put him in the worst predicament ever.
Yes.
They said, if thou let this man go, you're no friend of Caesar's. And you know, they put him in a political dilemma. And he's just kind of returning fire here. But they went a little further. And they cried out, his blood be on us and on our children, Matthew 27:25. And they've been paying the price for that mistake.
Yes, Lord.
Even up to this day.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Hitler murdered 6 million plus Jews just because of those words.
Yes, Lord. You're right.
His blood be on us and on our children.
That's right.
They didn't want this king. Sorry. They'll take this next king.
Right.
He's going to murder even more than Hitler did, Brother Ed.
Yes, that's right.
Matter of fact, Sean, we just got to have the season open, but it's going to be open season on Jews. Kind of like what's mentioned in the book of Esther, where it talks about, you know, you could kill all the Jews you're going to. That's kind of a foretaste of what's coming during the tribulation. I want you to know, buddy, the Jews ain't going to do good. Jesus said, pray that your flight be not winter. Woe to them give suck in those days. I want you to know they're going to be running for their lives. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The worst rejected of the king, though. He was crucified. 22 malefactors. He had one on one side.
That's right.
Had one on the other. You know why it's done like that, Miranda? Because they put Jesus at the end, the one on the other end said, I wasn't close enough.
Yeah.
So Jesus is right there in the middle, Brother Mark. They both had the same access.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They both did cast accusations at him. But one of them repented. One of them said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom.
Amen.
You know what that other said, Sandy? Crickets. Boy, he's still paying for that mistake.
That's right. Lord.
The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Can you imagine turning down Jesus? Now, both of them saw the same things. One of them saw enough, and bore witness of what he saw, realized there's something different about
that's
this
right.
Right there at Calvary, even the soldiers smote upon his breast and said, truly, this was a righteous man.
Yeah.
They saw a lot there at Golgotha, place of his skull.
Yeah. Amen.
But one of them saw enough, Brother Jerry. He said, Lord, remember me. When you come in your kingdom. I don't know what happened with that other one. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. Can you imagine Sarah being that close? And turning heaven down.
Oh.
I can just imagine, Brenda, inhale this thief.
That's right.
I can hear him down there as he's screaming, as he's suffering, saying, I was that close. That's the worst rejection that I can even think of.
Right.
It's people that know better.
That's right.
People that have seen enough. People that have heard enough. People that really have no excuse whatsoever. None.
That's right. Amen. Come on.
And they're making every kind of excuse, but it's not going to hold up.
That's right.
Bible plainly says there'll be no excuse.
Right.
And there yet to be saved. That thief had as much opportunity as the other thief did, Brother Ed. I'm glad I can bear witness with the one that said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Amen. And Jesus answered, this day you'll be with me.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
What a promise.
Amen.
That's right.
The other one, Sybil, he got that close.
Yeah.
That's the worst rejection I can think of.
I wasn't there. I've heard the report. I believe the report.
Yeah.
I have no reason not to. Why? Well, it is right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the psalmist said in Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, once you've tasted and once you know that the Lord is good, how can you say anything otherwise than praise God?
Amen.
I mean, I'd go through it again if I could, Kevin. I'd be first in line. You might think you want another. You want to get another helping? I'd be first in line. But once was all it took.
Yeah, right. Lord, thank you.
My sins went in the blood. My name went in the book. I got lying behind Sandy. Amen.
Amen.
We're both on our way home. This ain't home.
No.
Oh my. It's a far cry from home. I'm telling you, don't get too caught up down here. When he shows up, we're leaving out.
Right.
And when we leave out, Joanne, the light's going to go out.
That's right. Right. Yes, it will.
All of a sudden, people's going to be in darkness, and what happened to the lights?
Yeah.
Sir, we're going to be in that everlasting light.
Amen.
Right. I can only imagine the fit you're going to have when you get up there.
Amen.
You should say, Brother Eddie, you didn't tell the half of it. I mean, that is going to be something else. I can't. That's out of my reach.
Amen.
I mean, the eyes not seen, the ears never heard, the neighbors are hearing, into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And look, He's appearing, but we're going to see Him himself. Amen.
Yes, right. Woo! Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, no wonder it takes eternity to take to heaven. Yeah. Brenda, I can only imagine. Somebody wrote a song out there on that day. That's about as close as we can get. But I'll tell you what, we might imagine here, but one day we're going to see it for ourselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! Hallelujah.
That ain't going to be much.
That's right. I'm glad I'm already seeing heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah.
You'll probably outrun me when you get up to heaven. I can only imagine how fast James is going to run. But I'll tell you one day, I'm going to try my best to catch him. Yeah! Hey, they don't have no street departments up there. Hey, they don't have no detours up there. I'm going to be right behind you, brother. Hey, we're going to hell! Woo! Won't that be good?
Yeah,
really. Amen. Yeah, he don't think too much about them, James. He kind of likes them. He said, I'm going to burn, brother. Hey, I'm going to run off and leave him.
Amen.
That'll be all right, brother. I'll catch up with you. We got eternity about it.
That's right.
And don't get weary up there.
That's right.
Ooh, we'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint. Listen, the worst rejection of the king will be in the last hours of your life.
Yeah,
you haven't received him. I'm thinking about a man that I went to his house, and to my horror, I went to his house many times. I fasted for this man. I prayed for this man. Donnie was this man. I grew up with him, Brother Jerry. He followed me every step of life. But Sandy and Larry Vibbert died. Opportunity. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It crushed me to hear that news. The last time I was at Larry's, he wanted to hear it, but he didn't want to hear it with the enthusiasm that he needed to hear it.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get it over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knew I was going to talk to him about the Lord when I come out there. But he had somebody else in there. This lady was taking care of him. And man, it was right for the picking, but she wanted to hear it. Her life was a mess. And I got to talk to her and Larry too, fellas. And as I'm talking to her, and I mean, I'm looking, and buddy, she's taking every bit of it in. Larry's over there like looking off like, come on, get done.
Yeah.
You know, not always going to have that opportunity.
Amen.
That'd be the worst rejection of the king, not to have long to live. Heaven still say no. I don't want him. If that happens, you'll die in your sins. You'll not go to heaven. You'll die without Jesus. The Bible said, whoso has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And the wrath of God abideth upon him. I don't want wrath. I want mercy. Amen. But listen, many like this malefactor,
Hey, they turned Jesus away for the last time, and they're having eternity regretted in the flames of a devil's hell. You remember that he came to you and he received him not. What a selfish decision that is.
That's right. Amen.
If there was anyone that deserved for all to be saved, it's Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Donnie and I was talking about Jesus on the way up here, about him being tempted in all ways as we are here without sin. But the Bible said he tasted death for every man.
That's right. Amen.
And I can see these fools go in and stand before God and Jesus say, I died for you. Why didn't you live for me?
Yeah.
Why didn't you let me become your Savior?
Yes, Lord.
And then him say, depart from me, I never knew you. I understand a little bit more about that now.
Yeah.
That last rejection is the last opportunity this side of eternity to have a home in heaven. But what a selfish decision that is, because he's worthy to receive the reward of his suffering. Oh my. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ?
That's right.
But I'm glad I've done something with him, amen.
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 I'm glad I said, Jesus, come on in.
Amen.
That's right.
He came in, Joanne.
Yeah.
It ain't never been the same.
Amen.
Old Solomon says, right. More about Jesus. More about Jesus, more of his love and tenderness. I don't know all the words to it, but I just want more of him.
That's right.
I can't get enough of this. I'll take your portion if you don't want it, amen. I'll take the leftovers. I'll take the cold heart.
Yeah.
Hey! More about him.
More and more.
Yeah. Jesus said to his disciples, John chapter 8, verse 31, he said, if you be my disciples, continue my word, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I made a promise to the Lord. I'm retiring, Sandy, January the 7th, finally getting out of prison. Amen. Well, I worked over 50 years of my life. It probably was better than not working. I'm some degree of health anyway. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, when I retire, I'm going to get back to read my Bible through every year. Now, after I got saved, Sandy was used to seeing Brother Eddie show up. Hey, guess what I read today? Listen to this. She was used to that a whole lot better than coming in and saying, Brother, let's go get drunk. Let's go fishing. And that was a whole lot more pleasant.
Yeah,
but, you know, I sat out there and I talked to Barry at her house. And I fell a little bit on him. I said, Barry, I said, have you got saved yet? She told me, she said, he'll listen to you. You remember that? She said, I want him saved. She said, he'll listen to you. And I just got saved myself.
Right.
Here I am, put in a position to tell somebody else how to be saved. Here's what I told him. I use great simplicity.
Amen.
Star. I went out there and I said, Barry, I said, you know I love you, don't you? He said, yeah, I know you love me. I said, you know I'd do anything in the world for you, don't you? Patrick, he said, yeah. I know you would. I said, Barry, there's something I want you to do that I can't do for you. I want you to get saved. He went to church with Sandy. Oh, I was so excited. Hey, they got home. I'm going to take about 2 minutes. This is worth telling. They got home, and I went over. I said, Barry, did you get saved? Did you get saved? He said, no. And I put him one more spot. That's what I told him, Mark. I said, I want you to go to church with me next Sunday. And he said, I'll think about it. Anyway, next Sunday, he said, I'm going to go with you. He showed up over there and I was all excited. Sandy went on into church. I'm going to tell you something she might not know. Barry, he's pretty bad about putting you on the spot anyway, Jerry. When he got over in the parking lot, as happy as I was to see him, as glad as I was to see him, Barry said, I've done what you said. I've come here. He said, now I want to ask you something. I have to admit, now, there was a little bit of a yellow streak went up my back. I thought, oh my God, what's he going to ask? He said, if God wants to save me, he said, I want God to do it. I don't want nobody to come to me. I don't want nobody to say nothing to me. If God wants to save me, I want God to do it.
Amen.
I have to admit, what little bit of faith I had, it went all the way to the bottom. I sat beside Sandy and Barry. And that day my pastor preached, I was so proud of him, I thought about getting saved again this day. But all I was doing was weeping. Sandy remembers this, I was just weeping. Yeah. I never said a word. I promised him I wouldn't. The service is over with, it doesn't give it just as I am with that one plea, and Barry's still not saved. Our piano player, Joyce Gosser, to my knowledge, has only given one testimony in her entire life. Rich get ready to dismiss the service, and Joyce raised her hand. She said, Brother Rick, can I give a testimony? He about fainted like me. Like, are you kidding me? She never spoke. She never speaks. She gave this testimony, Miranda. She said, my neighbor had a heart attack. And he went to the hospital. And at the hospital, the preacher came to visit him. And he told the preacher, he said, pray for me that God let me live. And Brother Mitchell, he said, if God let me live,
amen.
He said, I'll come to church and get saved.
Amen.
And the preacher was glad to pray the prayer. He said, Lord, you heard it. Grant it. Let him live. Let him get saved. He got out of that hospital, Jerry. That Sunday came up. He didn't show up. This is her testimony, not mine. And the preacher came, knocked on his door, and said, I thought you was coming to church Sunday. He said, I'll be there next Sunday. This is her testimony, saying you might remember this. She said the next day the ambulance was backed up to his front porch. And they carried him out of that house dead. And when George Gosser gave that testimony, my pastor, he's a man of great discernment, he said, I'd like last ever head to be bound. Every head went down, I'm weeping, Lord, save Barry, save Barry, save Barry, Lord, save Barry, save Barry, save Barry. My pastor said, is there anybody in here that would raise your hand right now and ask if we sing one more verse of an invitational hymn in order to get saved? And out of the corner of my eye, I saw Barry's hand go up. I couldn't believe it, Barry. I couldn't believe it. He ran to that altar, I'm one step behind him. And I can't even say a word. I'm flooded. I mean, I can't get nothing out. I've got my hand on his back, and I can't even say a word.
Bless him, Lord.
And that wasn't enough, Mitchell. We got outside. He's shaking like a leaf in the autumn wind. Here's what he said, Sandy. He said, I don't know what happened. He said, all I wanted was a cigarette. I don't know if the Lord had to be in judgment. But that's what he told me. I don't know what happened. All I wanted was a cigarette. He said, I know my head went up. I got the schooling, Brother Don, right there in you. You know, if you're right around me, you're going to get schooled, won't you? He laid it in hell, I know.
Amen.
Hey, you're going to get schooled if you're right around me. It's good, King Sandy. And it was a little while before my cousin got baptized because he's scared of water. But he did get baptized, didn't he?
That's a good
point.
Amen. With God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Hey, don't make no mistake about it. Jesus is King of Kings. He's coming back. Make sure you'll be glad to see Him when He comes back. Father, we thank You for the privilege, Lord, to preach about Your Son.
Yeah.
I pray, God, this message, Lord, to go where it's needed. I pray somebody to get that unspeakable gift and receive the Lord Jesus as the Lord and King. And Lord, we ask these favors in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Ask everybody to stand, please, and get Sister Sharon, please. Brother Jerry, sing one verse of invitation to him, just as I am. Be all right with me. Man, they're quoted for